I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 20th. The sun is at a standstill. Oh, it's still orbiting the center of the galaxy at an impressive clip, about 500,000 miles per hour. And it's still moving across the sky as Earth turns on its axis. But the points along the horizon at which the sun rises and sets aren't changing. That's because today is the summer solstice. It's a point in Earth's orbit that marks the beginning of summer in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere. We have seasons because Earth is tilted on its axis. At the June solstice, the North Pole tilts toward the sun, bringing more sunlight to the northern hemisphere. 6 months later, the South Pole tilts toward the sun, giving the northern half of the globe shorter days and longer nights. Between the solstices, the sun moves north and south in the sky, so its rising and setting points move north and south as well. At some times of year, if you have a good way to mark these points, you can see the difference from day to day. But the sun appears to stand still along the horizon for a few days on either side of the solstice. In fact, the word solstice means sun stands still. At the June solstice, the sun is farthest north for the year, so it rises and sets to the north of due west. Just how far north depends on your latitude. Incidentally, the summer solstice is also the longest day of the year, so there's plenty of sunlight as we head into summer. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.